This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. I am standing today in Cleveland, Tennessee at the Church of God Theological Seminary, and it is on my heart to deliver the word of the Lord. What God is speaking to my heart as just a simple believer, a disciple of Jesus Christ. You know, it's fitting that I share this word today from the grounds of a theological seminary, because it doesn't matter whether you're a theologian or the most simple believer in Jesus Christ. God has commanded all of us to hear His voice. What is He speaking? He is saying something to us, to our life. And this is a very urgent hour. These are unprecedented days, such as we've never seen in the history of the beginning of man. And this is what clearly is taught to us by our Lord, that at the second coming of our Lord, what the days would be like days not since the beginning of the creation, nor to the end of the age, or ever shall be. Today is a dark day. It's a cloudy day. The lightning has been flashing, and the thunders have roared. But it doesn't matter whether this is just the day of the weather that I'm describing. Indeed, what I'm describing is the day that we live. Hear the voice of the Lord, for He speaks from heaven. Isaiah 63. Who is this that comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This is the key that glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore are you red in your apparel, and your garments like him that treads in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. This is a day of vengeance, a day of repay, where the Lord Himself will repay, because vengeance belongs to Him. It's payday. For God, who is good, kind, and holy, deserves to be respected, deserves that all men everywhere would be thankful for the gift that's in Jesus Christ, that we could have our sins forgiven. But for the most part, the multitudes have cast aside God and His word and His voice, closing their eyes, closing their ears, hardening their heart against Him that is speaking from heaven. And now God has garmented Himself and has arisen to bring judgment in the earth. It's a dark day. In Revelations 19, verse 11, it says, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Great destruction from the Almighty is at hand. God is judging a nation, the United States of America, that He blessed, that He called, that He endorsed to lead the world in righteousness and in salvation. And indeed, this nation has sent the gospel across the world. But for the most part, it has become defiled, unholy, full of idols, sensuality, and denying the Spirit. Zechariah chapter 10 says this, "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so that the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd." This indeed is what describes what we have today, even in a religious system. You know, there's many idols, whether of gold or silver, or whether of God's own creation that he's made with his own hands. People worship the most lowly, base things that cannot save. But he that can save is he that is invisible, no man has ever seen. But he has said that people will follow idols and false prophets that are inspired by the false idols. And they comfort in vain the people that are walking in iniquity and in sin. And last, they'll discover that they have walked away from the shepherd. And what will they do in that day? The day of visitation. This is the day of vengeance of the living God. I'm going to share some more texts from Isaiah, the prophet. Isaiah 34, verse 8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. Chapter 35. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong. Fear not, behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. This hour that we're in will both see great judgment of God and destruction and desolation, and also great salvation and deliverance in bringing forth that which is right. Truth has perished from the land for the most part, even in the religious land. This is a time, whether you are just a worker or a theologian, or just a businessman or a politician or a spiritual leader, hear the voice of the Lord and do what he says. Listen, great negative influence has taken place in the earth. I've seen it. I see it in the United States, but I've gone to foreign lands, foreign nations, little islands off the sea, in the middle of the ocean, have been influenced by the erring, sinful iniquity of the United States of America. The vileness, the vulgarness, the vehement sin of this nation has spread to the world, defiled the world. Haughtiness, pride, worldliness, great sexual iniquity, uncleanness, an obliviousness, blindness has taken the heart of the people that they do not see the earnest, sincere hour that we're in. A great hour. God will judge this thing. God is going to judge the United States of America and bring her down. Alas, that great nation, blessed by God, that did not learn from the erring ways of Israel and Judah, seen recorded in the scripture, thinks that it will get away with murder, with adultery, with blasphemy. God is not a silly character. God is not a sitcom character. God is God. He is King. He is Lord. And he will be feared. He will be honored. And this is why the Lord calls you to fall and be broken before the Lord in repentance and in cleanness, receiving the washing and the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Or, if you refuse and you harden yourself persistently against the Lord, you will be ground to powder. Choose. Choose life. Choose the Lord. This is a great day. Great judgments are at hand. God is striking the gods, the idols of this nation. God is striking the economy of the United States of America. It will have military failure. The people have trusted in their bows and in their spears and their weapons and not trusted in the Lord. The shield of the whole earth belongs unto the Lord God. This nation will experience great, mighty, cataclysmic disasters coming suddenly and at the same time. Hear the word of the Lord. Fear the Lord. If you do, it'll be well with you. and a very glorious, awesome day. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself. Lift up yourself, you judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, you brutish among the people, you fools, when will you be wise? He that plants the ear, shall he not hear? He that forms the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom you chasten, O Lord, and teach him out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. We need to recognize the hour, recognize the day. What God is doing right now as we speak, as you hear this word, God is judging systematically. And as a snare shall these come upon all those that dwell in the face of the whole earth. God calls you into the ark. Repent. Put away the evil. Call on the Lord, and you shall be saved. Do not despise the judgment of the Lord. It's due. It's proper. It's a holy thing. Consider, God has not changed. He does judge the wicked. He will judge the disobedient. And he will reward those that love him and abide in him, that consider the needs of the poor, the orphan, the widow, the fatherless, those that are in sickness, those that are in prison. Back to the simple things. A great day is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. A great day. His judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Remember the words of Jesus. Remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife did not appreciate the judgment of God in Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot's wife refused the instruction of the Lord. She looked back into that city where God was going to rain it with fire and brimstone. She looked back because her heart was there. Though it was greatly wicked, grossly wicked, offended God so horribly that he had to judge it. But God called Lot out. He's a righteous man, found grace with the Lord, like Noah. So now is God speaking to his beloved, those that love him, those that will hear his voice. He's calling you out of the judgment. It is not for you. It is not your portion. A great day is here, ladies and gentlemen. Do not despise the act of judgment. Do not turn back. The things of this world and this world itself will pass away, but the word of the Lord shall remain forever. God is speaking today. He's garmented himself in a cloak of vengeance and zeal to repay what is due.
Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on August 7, 2015. That audio was recorded in March 2008, and this one 2.5 years later. This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's August 29th, 2010. Woe unto them, for their day is come. The time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Jeremiah 51. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. The time of vengeance of God has come. God's judgments are upon Babylon. The sword of the Lord is made bare. It glistens. It is sharp. And will search out his enemies. And there's no escape of the wrath of the Lord except through Jesus Christ. The wrath of God is turned away from those that have faith in Jesus, who believe, who have turned from iniquity, who have turned from the sins of this world, crucifying the world, and the world crucified into them. They shall escape this great judgment that's coming. Apostle Paul was talking about the second coming of the Lord. He is talking to the church in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the helmet of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as you also do. This is important apostolic instruction. Paul said, we're not to be asleep. We're not of darkness. We're of the day. We're not of the night. And that day should not come upon us unawares. But if you are asleep, and if you're blind and you cannot see, these days will come upon you as a snare. And the Lord's not willing that he would lose one. Hear the voice of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is declaring today, the time of vengeance has come. It's in the scriptures, in the prophet Jeremiah, in the apostle Paul, right here in this verse. And there is no escape, ladies and gentlemen, the wrath of the Lord, except you truly, righteously, uprightly, humbly call upon the Lord in sincerity and repent before him. And receive the grace of God that's in Jesus Christ. Psalm 37, verse 1. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, though thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright behavior. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrows and pays not again, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For such be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that shall be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I've been young, and now I'm old, and yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He's ever merciful and lendeth. His seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves judgment, and forsakes not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous, and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he's judged. Wait on the Lord, keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help him and shall deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Psalm 37. It's clear by reading this word. The reward of the wicked is desolation and destruction. The reward of the righteous is peace, an inheritance that will never end, eternal life. The hand of the Lord is about them and keepeth them in all their ways. And God loves to destroy and confound the works of the wicked. Choose this day whom you will serve. Who will you serve? Who is your Lord? Give him glory. We wished that Babylon would have been healed, but she's not. We wanted her to be healed. We wanted her to repent. She refused. She thinks she sits as a queen, but she's a mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. She's defiled the world, committed lewdness with the kings of the world, mixed a cup of iniquity and given it to the world to drink, and the world is mad. Come out of Babylon. Come out of the midst of her and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. And lest your heart faint, and you fear from the rumor that shall be heard in the land. That rumor shall both come in one year, and after that, in another year, shall come a rumor. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come, that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that's therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, says the Lord. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. You that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are confounded because we have heard reproach, shame has covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Wherefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and though all her land, the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, though she should fortify the height of the strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, says the Lord. A sound of a cry comes from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Because the Lord has spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. Because the spoilers come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken, for the Lord God of recompenses shall surely repay. And I will make drunk her princes, and her wise men, her captains, her rulers, her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not awake, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be surely, utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. Isaiah the prophet said, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover your locks, make bare the leg, uncover your thigh, pass over the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent. Get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. I polluted my inheritance and given them into your hand. You did show them no mercy. Upon the ancient you have been very heavily laid your yoke. And you said, I shall be a lady forever, so that you did not lay these things to your heart. Neither did remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, you that are given to pleasures, that dwells carelessly, that says in your heart, I am, and there's no one else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment. In one day, the loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon you in their perfection for the multitude of your sorceries.
This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtoReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.